Module 3, Project Scope Management. Project scope management is considered one of the easier topics to work with. But it is important to keep in mind that once the work that needs to be done has been established, only that work included in the project management plan can be done. Adding extras, aka gold plating, is not allowed. Definition. The project scope management phase would include steps in determining the labor that will be required to complete the project in a timely and efficient manner. This phase focuses only on the work that will be required. Processes. Determining the precise scope of the project involves several steps. Each of the following steps needs to be completed before proceeding further into the project. The project scope management processes are critical in that they detail the project's focus to the team and the exact activities that will need to be addressed to successfully complete the tasks at hand. Project scope management processes. Scope management plan to detail the project, its work needed, and controlling that work. Collect the required documentation and manage the stakeholders' needs and requirements. Define the scope of the project in detail. Create the WBS, dividing the tasks and activities into smaller, more detailed descriptions. Validate the scope of the project to formalize the acceptance of the project. Control the scope to monitor the status of the project and any changes that may occur in the baseline as the project progresses. Specific steps. Project scope management processes focus on two different definitions of the word scope. Product scope focuses on the end result, product or service. Project scope focuses on the work that is necessary to deliver a specific service or product. Part of the scope management phase involves the validation of the scope, then managing the needs of the stakeholders. In other words, define the specific project requirements and then assess the ways to achieve the needs of the project versus those of the stakeholders. These needs may be detailing the governance of policies, identifying unstable areas of the project, etc. Examples. One of the necessary steps of the project scope management phase is the design and development of the project WBS, or work breakdown structure. This is essentially the breakdown of the necessary work into smaller, more detailed subdivisions. The WBS should include deadlines and milestones that should be observed, cost estimates for the work needed, etc. Another activity that is included in the scope management of the project is the ongoing monitoring of the project and its progress. Managing the changes and requests for changes is included in this step of the project. Scope management requires documentation on costs, work performance, schedules, etc. Case study. Tammy and Marcy are discussing the project scope management area before starting the project. Tammy stated that she understands their overall goal, but she's not quite sure of all the aspects that must be included. Marcy gives a brief breakdown of these processes as scope management plan to detail the project, its work needed, and controlling that work. Collect the required documentation and manage the stakeholders' needs and requirements. Define the scope of the project in detail. Create the WBS, dividing the tasks and activities into smaller, more detailed descriptions. Validate the scope of the project to formalize the acceptance of the project. Control the scope to monitor the status of the project and any changes that may occur in the baseline as the project progresses. This refreshed Tammy's memory in terms of the specific steps that are taken with regard to each process. Once Marcy realized that Tammy was versed in the steps associated with project scope management, the two furthered their discussion by writing examples of tasks that are completed under each step.